case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Maddie's fun fact of the day.
That's right. A couple of different things I could have gone with today. It is Soulja Boy's birthday.
Soulja Boy?
Yeah. I don't know how many facts I would have found about him, though. Just what is he doing now? Since he had his one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Also, Jackie Kennedy would have been her birthday today. But I'm going with one of the days of the year it is. It is Milk Chocolate Day.
Oh, this is it. This is an exciting one.
Yes, it is. Got to get in the mood. Nice
this brings back so many memories.
Oh, yes. Do you remember the eyebrow ad that Cadbury did?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have got some facts about milk chocolate.
Okay.
So, by law in the US, a milk chocolate bar only needs to contain 10% of cocoa, but in the EU, it's 25%.
Oh.
So this figure is set out by big chocolate companies, and the lower the cocoa contents, the cheaper it is to manufacture.
Right.
So chocolate in America is cheaper to make and not as good quality, essentially, as ones made in Europe.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
It does make sense because I'm thinking like Belgian chocolate and stuff like that is really good.
So good.
Compared to like Hershey's, it's like, bit of a difference. Now you know why.
Yeah.
If we actually let the chocolate melt slowly in our mouths, it increases our heart rate and brain activity as much as a passionate kiss does.
Wow.
But it lasts 4 times longer, according to science.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're wanting to, you know, if you're a bit lonely at home and you want a kiss, just chuck some chocolate in your mouth.
Bring me the chocolate.
Let it melt.
I've had a stressful day. Bring me the chocolate.
And chocolate actually helps our body generate serotonin and dopamine, and these are the neurotransmitters that are our feel-good hormones.
Mm.
And consequently, it helps regulate our mood. So they make us feel happy. So essentially, this is why people say chocolate just makes me happy, like it's actual science behind it.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, this is why women crave chocolate at certain stages of our cycle. We're trying to moderate our raging hormones.
Because
this is true. Like, I was thinking about this when I was looking up the facts. I'm like, I don't always crave chocolate. It's a kind of sometimes thing. I have to be in the mood for it. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, every time I'm craving chocolate is, like, in a certain point of a cycle.
Yeah, Eden does that sometimes. She's like, I just feel like some chocolate. And
well,
I'm like,
there you go. It's your hormones trying to settle down. They're wanting some serotonin and dopamine.
That's very... I'm going to go out and eat some chocolate as a scientific project.
Righto.